I was a little leery about putting the uniform back on, but
what a fit it looks like.
It does fit. It was a little tight, I guess. 11 years will do that, but it was neat. I was kind of surprised to hear from the Post. I think that was the biggest article I've gotten from them, even counting when I was actually on the track. So,
Have you been back here very often since your last race?
I think I've been back probably twice since 2004. Maybe this is my third time up. And first couple of years, it was just kind of tough because it was, you know, I was trying to transition out of it, but it's such a passion, it's difficult to come up here and watch it and then try to get out of it. The last 2 years I raced, I was were just the Indy only efforts, and they were bump day efforts. And, you know, that's like showing up, you know, not to reuse a quote that I just said, but that's like showing up in the playoffs without, you know, as your first game in baseball and then, you know, playing against people who've been playing all year. It's a tough way to do it. Fortunately, you know, 03 I had a good team, so it was easy. 04 we struggled a little bit, so it was kind of tough. And if I wasn't going to do it full time, you know, with a good team, I just determined that I wanted to move on to other things, and I kind of had to stay away just to, you know, keep me from wanting to jump right back in.
How do you feel after being here now and seeing all these people who want to come around and have you sign something for them?
Well, it's wonderful. I mean, it's like I really, really miss. I miss that. I miss the thing I miss most about racing is the fans. I mean, to me, this is. It's great to be here, and it just reminded me, you know, it's like how much these, you know, for you know, I wasn't any sort of huge name in this sport, but for these people to come and have pictures of my car, I mean, it just feels great. I mean, it reminds me that auto racing has the best fans of any sport out there, I think.
You have three distinctions that I can think of right off the top of my head here at the Speedway. You were Rookie of the Year. You led a lap, which not a lot of guys have done, of all the guys who are here. And then you were the first guy to test the safer barrier in all of racing history, as far as I know.
That's correct. I would have remembered the outer two. I forgot about the fact that I led a lap, but that was my 2000 was my best year with Treadway Racing, and I think we maybe had something for Montoya, but on that restart halfway through, one of the spark plugs broke and didn't have the horsepower. But obviously the Rookie of the Year was the highlight of my career, although it was a very bittersweet day, as you know, with Steve Free getting injured, and, you know, so... Great victory, but more concerned with Steve. And then, of course, the safer barrier. I worry that that's how I'll go down in history, is the top one, the first one to ever hit it. But I hit it, and, you know, it could have saved my life because that was a hard hit I took. And there wasn't, you know, as I've said before, and it's kind of funny, there's nothing soft about that soft wall, but that extra 3 or 4 feet of give that it gave me when I hit it 218 probably prevented me from getting knocked out.
You have a lot of souvenirs of a racing career at home?
I sure do. I've saved all my Indy helmets. You know, I would always retire the helmet I was wearing in Indy right afterwards, so I got them sitting on a mantle at home. But my man room, which is kind of my me room, which has all my history, just became was the basement. And now, you know, we have 2-year-old triplets, and now we have a bunch of plastic toys and blow up bouncy houses and everything else. So my man room's gone on a little break, but once we get through the kids and get, you know, the big toys they have down there, I want to redo it. I've got all my racing suits. I'd like to put them in those frames and do something with them. They're very valuable mementos to me. I'll never put them on eBay. I'll never try to sell them because they mean so much to me, and I want my kids and their kids to have them, as you know, down the line.
Can you ever see yourself back in the sport in some role? Not maybe as a driver, but in some other way.
You know. After I got done racing, I think it was maybe 05, I worked as a spotter for Panther Racing a couple races. I worked in radio with Mike King and that crew, which I enjoyed. The only way I'd ever really would have wanted to keep going, maybe, you know, would be on the commentary side, because I love racing, I love commenting, but I never really tried, so I just never really did it, and I got involved in another business that our family's been in for a long time, so... I don't miss chasing money. That was frustrating. I don't miss dealing with some of the people in the sport that try to get their hands on their hands on the money. What I miss most about it is I miss this more than anything. Just seeing the fans and even more so than driving it, because I mean I can go drive fast anywhere. I don't really see myself getting involved from a business other than just coming back and. The current business that I'm in, I've got clients that really enjoy the sport, and I'll bring them because I've got great access, and you know now I can enjoy it from this side of the fence and even drink a beer while I'm watching it.
Talk to me a little bit about Indianapolis and about the 500. You you ran five times here. How special a place is this?
Well, I mean, I think any driver's going to tell you it's special. But for me, I mean, I watched this race. My mom was from right around here. I watched this race from when I was 5 years old. I knew what this race was before I knew what Memorial Day even stood for. Obviously, we know now that Memorial Day is, hugely important. But it's everything. I raced here five times, and I had some good times and I had some bad times here. And I'll tell you, I was just watching Bump Day the other day. I don't miss that a bit, because I was in the last couple years I raced, I was doing Bump Day efforts, and it's towards the back. I was always towards the back, and on those days, and it's no fun. I felt sorry for the Andretti guys. It's an emotional place. The track is a monster that changes every lap you're on it. Not to be cliche and like quote Al Unser Jr. or whatever, there's no place like Indy. This place is super special.